June. We're maybe looking at June-ish.
It's all about the metrics. It's all about meeting the metrics.
New York State officials have laid out how certain regions will reopen. We'll go over these in more detail in a moment, but here's what Nassau County Executive Laura Kernan said.
So we are definitely going in the right direction. We seem to be going in the right direction rather quickly.
There are seven metric categories that Long Island has to meet in order to start to reopen. Suffolk and Nassau have met five of them. The two not being met are a 14-day decline in COVID hospital deaths, and the second, the percentage of new COVID hospitalizations. But even though we haven't met those, Curran says Long Island is close.
17% of total jobs on Long Island are in construction, manufacturing, and wholesale trade. All of those sectors are supposed to come back in phase one.
She couldn't give a timeline for when the island can enter the state's first phase of reopening. But she said this week would be extremely unlikely. The metrics. It's all about the metrics. This is C19, WSHU's daily news update on the coronavirus in the Connecticut and New York region. Coming up, hurdles for reopening schools, toxic shock in Connecticut, and a full debrief on reopening New York. I'm Charles Lane. Connecticut officials say that there have been no reports of toxic shock in Connecticut. This is a possible complication of COVID-19 that has killed three children in New York. WSHU's Davis Dunvin has the details for us.
Health officials say the condition is similar to toxic shock syndrome and Kawasaki disease. The inflammation causes swollen blood vessels and heart problems. Symptoms include prolonged fever, severe abdominal pain, and trouble breathing. But there's no proof the disease causes either of the syndromes, which are usually rare. About 3,000 children a year are diagnosed with Kawasaki disease. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says the state is still monitoring 85 reported cases of children with toxic shock syndrome. Health officials in Connecticut say if there are cases in New York, they would expect cases to eventually show up in Connecticut. Davis Dunovan, WSHU News.
Reopening schools is going to cost more money. Educators say more federal funds, more state funds, more local government funds. If we're going to reopen safely this fall, educators say that we need to social distance, and social distancing means more space, which means bigger classrooms, more buses.
Schools will also have to pay for technology, for perhaps more people to help with various different things in the classroom.
Bob Rutter heads the Connecticut Association of Boards of Education. Colleges and universities will also need funding for the massive amount of testing required to open college dorms. Also, more financial aid will be needed for returning students. Joanne Berger Sweeney is president of Trinity College.
We, as institutions ourselves, will not be able to do it alone without significant support, external support.
The education administrators spoke at a roundtable meeting for Governor Ned Lamont's Reopen Connecticut Advisory Group. WSHU's Ebong Udama watched it, and you can find more information about it on our website. Coming up, we will get you more on Governor Andrew Cuomo's plan to reopen businesses in New York, but first, these headlines. District attorneys in New York have expressed concern about how the court system will function when it restarts. The group wants safety measures put in place, like holding grand juries in facilities that allow for appropriate social distancing, expanding remote or virtual operations, and also limiting the number of cases heard each day. This is to allow for a deep cleaning of the courtrooms. A spokesperson for the Office of Court Administration says that reconvening the grand juries is still problematic and actually criticized DAs for holding grand juries during the pandemic. The union that represents Connecticut's judicial branch workers is worried about the spread of COVID-19 in the juvenile detention facilities. Union officials say the centers have become a flashpoint for the spread of the virus. The union says they want the judicial branch to take more steps to protect workers, like providing N95 masks to every staff member. A spokesperson for the judicial branch says that they are providing masks and other PPE consistent with state and CDC guidelines, and they say they are moving to limit the number of juveniles in the facility. Finally, New York is poised to take its first steps to reopening businesses. Governor Andrew Cuomo says three regions in the state have met this criteria and will begin a slow reopening, starting as soon as this Friday. Karen DeWitt reports that construction and manufacturing businesses could be the first to reopen.
Cuomo says three regions of the state, the Rochester Finger Lakes area, the Southern Tier, and the Mohawk Valley, have met a list of seven criteria to begin reopening some businesses.
We start a new chapter today in many ways.
In addition to construction and manufacturing industries, Cuomo says all retail shops in those regions can reopen for curbside pickup or in-store pickup. The criteria for partial reopening includes a 14-day decline in cases of COVID-19, as recommended in CDC guidelines. Hospitals in the region must have 30% of their beds open in case the virus spikes again, and there needs to be enough tests, 30 tests for every 1,000 residents, and enough contact tracers, 30 contact tracers for every 100,000 residents. Cuomo also announced some statewide business reopenings for outdoor-based companies, including landscapers and gardeners. Some outdoor low-risk recreational sports facilities like tennis courts can reopen, and drive-in movie theaters will be allowed to show films. Many responsibilities for the gradual reopening now fall to the individual regions, Cuomo says. Businesses that want to reopen must submit plans to control boards made up of state and local officials to demonstrate that they can operate with safe social distancing and that they have enough personal protective gear, including masks and gloves, for their employees. And the governor says the control boards will closely monitor their health care systems in their regions to make sure that the reopenings don't raise the infection rates.
You're increasing the activity. You're watching the infection rate. You're watching the hospitalization rate. You see that start to tick up, you have to have a circuit breaker. Slow down the activity level because you're increasing the infection rate, and nobody wants to be there.
Cuomo admits that nobody knows how fast businesses can reopen and whether each phase of the planned reopenings will be sustainable. Other countries, including China, South Korea, and Germany, have had to re-tighten restrictions after partial reopenings led to a flare-up of the virus. There is no timetable yet for when regions that have had more incidents of the virus will begin to reopen. In the capital region, Western New York, Long Island, and the Hudson Valley, the number of new hospitalizations and deaths is not yet declining. In New York City, while there are fewer new cases and fewer fatalities than in the past, there's not enough free hospital beds to meet the reopening criteria. None of the regions currently have enough contact tracers, though they are expected to meet that requirement soon. Cuomo signed an executive order that extends the shutdown until June 7th, but he and his aides say a region could begin to reopen earlier than that if it meets all of the criteria. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
In Karen's report, she mentioned regional control boards or regional control rooms. These are appointees who will monitor and possibly slow down any reopening. Long Island's control room is made up of the two county executives, Lauren Kernan and Steve Ballone, also Kevin Law of the Long Island Association, a business group, John Durso of the United Federation of Labor, Eric Gertler, president and CEO of the Empire State Development, and Tracy Edwards, Long Island director of the NAACP. For the latest on the coronavirus on Long Island and Connecticut, you can listen on the radio or online. WSHU.org. As always, emails to news@WSHU.org. I'm Charles Lane. We'll be back tomorrow.